USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Thousands of tourists are being evacuated from Maui as multiple wildfires rage out of control. Officials with the State Tourism Department say locals and visitors alike are being directed to the Hawaii Convention Center on Oahu.
The shelters on Maui may be full, so you may not have an option, but you do have an option here on Oahu at the Convention Center.
An emergency proclamation to discourage visitors from coming to Maui has been signed. Airports are dropping fares and offering waivers to help get people off the island. Six people are confirmed dead, but officials say the situation is dynamic and that number is likely to rise. President Biden has issued an executive order restricting some U.S. investments in China. The bans are aimed at a handful of critical technologies related to the modernization of China's military and intelligence capabilities. The order will limit U.S. investment in categories of Chinese companies, including quantum computing, artificial intelligence related to military, and advanced semiconductors. A Utah man wanted for allegedly making threats against President Biden and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is dead. Officials say Craig Robertson was fatally shot by FBI agents at his Provo, Utah home, and a neighbor heard the commotion.
There was a big boom, and then there was another one, and another one, and another one, and I thought that their house was on fire because there was smoke.
Robertson was shot while agents were attempting to serve arrest and search warrants. No FBI agents were injured. And Norfolk Southern's coming to an agreement with the union railway workers to improve safety training and medical support in East Palestine, Ohio. The Department of Labor announced the deal for the company to begin a medical surveillance program for workers who helped in the aftermath of the crash. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An American woman is out on bail in the Bahamas after being charged in a suspected murder-for-hire plot against her husband.
Lindsay Scheiber was accused of conspiring to kill her husband, Robert Scheiber, a former Auburn University football player. She was granted bail of $100,000 by a Bahamian Supreme Court justice. Scheiber, a 36-year-old from Georgia, must wear an electronic monitoring device and follow a curfew. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Two babies are now recovering nicely thanks to a remarkable double heart procedure. A domino surgery occurs when one person is both a donor for a transplant and a recipient of another organ. And it happened for two families, each with little ones suffering from heart conditions. Mia Skatz had cardiomyopathy and was in heart failure. And following an anxious 7-month wait, she received a heart transplant. That's when she was able to donate her heart valve to Brooklyn Civil, a baby born with only one valve instead of two. Nicole Skatz told the Today Show how she felt.
Normally that life is multiple open heart surgeries.
As they get older.
As they get older, yeah. Because the valves don't grow with them. But now with freshly transplanted valves, they should grow with Brooklyn and in the future really save these children from multiple surgeries.
The heart domino transplant surgery has never before been performed in babies, and it was a success. And the two babies will always have a unique bond. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it